Okay, good evening, everybody. Welcome back to our Pirkei Avos, Erev Shabbos class learning. So, welcome. Besides for the sponsorship, which is very meaningful, which I'm going to get to in a moment, we should certainly be thinking about Achinu B'nei Yisrael and Asunu B'tzara V'Shivya, Amdim B'ein B'ayam U'Bein B'ayam B'asha, HaMakom Yerachim Aleihem, V'yotzi Mitzara L'Uvracha, Me'afeila L'Ora, Yeshiva D'Geula. My son was just telling me that just before he came in from work that there's a young woman in the office in her later 20s, a Chabad, from a Chabad family, and she has friends in the Ukraine. He said they have like a WhatsApp chat with a bunch of friends. And she personally knows two young women who live there, and they were in touch with them. So certainly it's a very distressing time. There are many, many Jews, thousands and thousands in Ukraine, and we really have to have them in mind and in our tefillos for Yeshua and Hatzalah and Shalom Bekarov. So tonight's sponsor is Miri Urbach, and it's a very meaningful sponsorship. She is sponsoring Lezeich Nishmas Rachel Mindel Bas Natan Nuta Alaha HaShalom. So Miri wrote as follows: Rachel Mindel Alaha HaShalom was known as Susie. She was Nifteris a few weeks ago. She had a wonderful smile. She came from prominent family Yichus. She was a very classy lady, and she had a very, very difficult life. And she was Nifteris alone. Beautifully and meaningfully, they've started a Hachnasas Urchim Gemach in Lawrence, Lezecher and Lilui Nishmasa, in her memory and in her name, so no one should sit alone at a Shabbos meal. If anybody wants to get involved or know someone who can be helped, they should reach out. I have Miri's number, and I can connect you to this very meaningful gemach. So both the gemach and the shir this evening. So I thought it was very meaningful that Miri wanted to sponsor something. Lezecher nishmasa and Lilui nishmasa. Rachel Mindel bas nata nosan nata alaha hashalom. And the neshama have a zechira latova and aliyah latova, and this chus of the Torah that we will share this evening together, lezeichon nishmasa. So we have shir this week and next week, remember, and then what's the date that we don't have shir? March 10th, I think. March 10th, there's no shir. So we have this week and next week before Purim, and I really wanted to tie into Purim. And I was trying to think, what in Pirkei Avos, and then a light bulb went off in my head. And it's so obvious because Mordechai and Esther are the star of one of the Mishnah, one of the Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos and Perek Vav. So that is where we are going to go to. Remember last week we finished, we did multiple weeks about the life and times and lessons of Rabbi Tarfon. I did see my mother-in-law somewhere before, I'm pretty sure. I don't know. Oh, yes, right there. Okay. Welcome, Ima. Thank you for joining us. So I'm going to go straight to screen sharing. The Mishnah that I prepared to go through with you today. So could you see my screen? You could come in, Shmuel. One second, please. Shmuel, do you need anything? Okay. So you see, could you see that it says Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav? Yeah, okay. So we're in Pirkei Avos, Perek Vav, chapter 6 of Pirkei Avos. And the Mishnah tells you how Torah is acquired. What does it mean to become a Ben Torah or a Bas Torah? How do you become a Ben or Bas Aliyah? What traits, what midos do we need to acquire Torah? So the Mishnah tells us, Gedola Torah Yosir Min HaKuhuna Umin HaMalchus. Torah is even greater than Kuhuna and Malchus, priesthood and kingship. Shamalchus Nik. So the Torah is acquired unlike Malchus, which is acquired with 30 maidos, 30 attributes, and Kohuna with 24. The Torah is acquired with 48 attributes. That's a lot of midos. That's how long we spent on Rabbi Tarfon. Could you imagine how long we would spend on going through this Mishnah? So what are the 48 midos through which Torah is acquired? So these are the 48 midos. B'talmud, with learning. B'shmias ha'ozen, you have to be able to listen, not only to listen, but also to hear, to absorb. Ba'arichas sevasayim. I'm going to use the English, actually. Ba'arichas sevasayim is by proper speech, arranging your speech, I guess that means. Bevina salev, with understanding in the heart. Besichlus salev, with wisdom of the heart. Be'ema, with reverence, with awe. Be'yira, with fear. Ba'anava, with humility. Besimcha, with gladness. Be'tahara, with purity. Purity. Be'shimash chachamim, you should serve Torah scholars if you want to know what it means to be a Torah scholar. Be'dikduk chaveirim, u'be'pil pahal tamidim. It's two different kinds of learning. The learning of dikduk with your friends and pilpul with Torah scholars. Be'yishu, be'sitting in the yeshiva. Be'mikra, with Torah. Be'mishna, tarasha ba'alpeh. Be'miyatzchor, you don't have to be so involved in business. business, don't waste so much time, so many hours in business, but mi'at derech eretz, reduce the derech eretz, but mi'at tainug, you don't need so much oneg in this world, you need a little bit of oneg, but not too much, don't overdo it, but mi'at shena, you don't need so much sleep, you need a little sleep, but not so much sleep, the less you talk, the better. The less laughter and levity there is, the better. You should be slow to anger. Believe tov. You should have a good heart. You should believe in our chachamim and our gedolim. You should accept the yisurin that come upon you in life. You have to recognize your place, and you also have to recognize your bon shalom. You have to be happy with what you have, content with your portion. Make a fence around your words. You don't need to take so much good for yourself. Ahuv, he is beloved. Oivis amakom, loves God. Oivis abrios, he loves fellow men. Oivis hatzadakos, he loves righteousness. Oivis amesharim, he loves what is straight. Oivis hatochachos, he loves rebuke. He loves to be rebuked. Most people don't love to be rebuked. Makes us uncomfortable, makes us feel bad, it makes us ashamed. A true Torah scholar really loves Tochach and Masor, takes him back on the proper path. Misrachik min hakavod, you should run away from honor. V'lo megis libo b'tamud, you shouldn't have any gasus haruach, you shouldn't have any haughtiness or gaiva because you know a lot of Torah. V'eino samech b'hara, you shouldn't be so happy when you have to instruct others because you should feel that your place is always to be a talmid chacham. Talmid is a student. You don't want to take gedula for yourself. You want to be in the receiving end. No see, but all im chaver. So you could imagine how much there is to talk about in this Nishna. But since we have two classes before Purim of Pirkei Avos learning, I'm going right to the end of the Mishnah. I'm just going through very quickly. This is Pirkei Avos, Pirkei Vav, Mishnah Vav. No see, but all im chaver. You have to carry the burden with your friend. Nobody should be suffering alone. We began by talking about the Ukrainian Jews and also Mary Orbach's sponsorship. Lezecher Nishmas, a wonderful woman who is Nifteris alone. A person has to be no see, but all im chaver. You have to think about your friend, do what you can to alleviate their suffering, what you can for Zechir and Neshama, what you can to daven for the Ukrainian Jews, Rachmana Litzan, you have to be noseh be'olim chaveiro, machrio l'kafskos, you have to daven, judge everyone to the side of Mer, ma'amidu ala ames, you should stand on the truth and for the truth, ma'amidu ala shalom, and also for peace, misyashiv libo b'talmudu, your heart should be at rest with your learning, shoal umeshiv, you should know how to ask questions and answer, shomei umosif, you should know how to hear and add, halomid almanas l'lamed, you should learn in order to teach, v'halomid almanas and you should learn in order to do hamachim es rabo, someone who makes his makes his teachers wiser. That's what I thought it meant, but you know what I'm thinking, hamachim es rabo. It's interesting. That's a very actually beautiful teaching, because the give and take, the feedback, the insights, the thoughts, the ha'aros added by those who teach really do make a teacher wiser. Mechavin eshmu aso, and one who learns in order to make, who is an exact in what he has learned. Okay, this is really the point of this Mishnah, okay? For tonight's year. I don't mean that. The whole point of the Mishnah is the point of the Mishnah, but for tonight's year. Here we go to the end. Is what I'm trying to get to. Va'omer davar b'shem amro. What's interesting is that that's the last midah by which Torah is acquired. So achon achon chaviv. What is the last summation of all these midos by which Torah is acquired? Ha'omer davar b'shem amro. That's an interesting thing to end the Mishnah with. That's the most important thing. That's achon achon chaviv. That's final impressions are lasting. Someone who says something in the name of someone who said it. And behold, you've learned. Now the Mishnah comments. With all of these midos, the Mishnah does not comment. It just states the midah you need. But when it comes to the last midah, it says, the last midah is, someone who says something in the name of someone who said it. Says the Mishnah, behold, you have learned. Shekol omer davar b'shem omro. Whoever says something in the name of one who said it, mevi geula la'olam. He brings redemption to the world. And what is the proof that if you say something in the name of one who said it, you bring redemption to the world? Shenemar, like the pasuk says, vatomer Esther lamelech b'shem Mordechai. Esther said to the king in the name of Mordechai. So what is this talking about? Over here, I prepared Megillas Esther. You can see I switched to Esther. Okay, so we're in Perek Beis. Okay, Esther has been appointed as queen. Ahasuerus killed Vashti. He makes a big beauty pageant. And behold, he loves Esther more than everybody else. Okay, At the end of Perek Beis, the last three psukim of Perek Beis, we're told about a strange incident that seems to have not much to do with the story at all, except that when the king's sleep is disturbed in chapter 6, Perek Vav, this is going to be very relevant, because when his sleep is disturbed in Perek Vav, Balayla Huhu Nadada Shnas HaMelech, Ayomer Lavi Asefer HaZichronus Lefanav, he can't sleep, he says, bring me the Book of Remembrances, and what do they read in the Book of Remembrances? Mordechai once did him a favor. So what is the favor that Mordechai once did? Perek Beis Pasuk Chaf Aleph. Bayamim Hehem Umordechai Yoshe B'Shar Melech. It was in those days Mordechai is sitting at the gates of the king. Katzav, why? Because Esther has been appointed as queen. Katzav Big Son Viseresh Shnei Sarise HaMelech Mishomrei Hasaf Vayivakshu Lishloach Yad B'Melech Achashverosh. Big Son and Seresh, who were two chamberlains of the king. Ibn Ezra says, what's Mishomrei Hasaf? Ibn Ezra on the Megillah says they were from the Chatzar HaPnimi. So these weren't like the guards, you know, who stood at the outer gardens who never saw the king. They were the inner guards of the Chatzar Pnimi, the inner courtyard of the king. What did they want to do? There was an assassination attempt. They wanted to kill the king. Mordechai, the matter was made known to Mordechai. He is an inn in the palace. He tells Esther, you know, there's an assassination attempt against Achashverosh. Big Son and Seresh want to kill him. That's exactly what the final words of Perek Vav, Mishnah Vav quote in Pirkei Avos, Vatomer Esther Lamelech B'Shei Mordechai. Esther didn't tell the king, you know, someone told me Big Son and Seresh want to kill you. Esther didn't tell the king, I had intuition that Big Son and Seresh want to kill you. Esther didn't tell the king, I overheard Big Son and Seresh want to kill you, which is quite possible if they work as the chamberlains in the inner courtyard. She said, Mordechai understood. Mordechai knew. Mordechai informed me Big Son and Seresh want to kill you. Vayivukash hadavar vayimatzei. So they do an investigation in Taka. It is found to be true. Vayitalushneim al eitz. Big Son and Seresh are hung because they want to assassinate the king. Vayikasev b'sefer divrayamim lufneim ech. Three psukim that don't seem to get much attention because we're so worried about Achashverosh and his parties and Haman and the king and the drinking and the killing of the Jews and the beauty pageant, and they seem to be three innocent psukim. Vayikasev b'sefer for Divrei Yamim Lufnei Melech, but in the Chronicles of the King, this incident is written down. These very words, Vatomer Esther Lamelech B'Shem Mordechai, are what you see right here in Pirkei Avos. The final of 48 traits by which Torah is acquired is Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Amo. One who says something in the name of someone else. And the Mishnah says, oh, you know where we learn that from? Halamadata. It's not enough to say something in the name of someone who said it, but when you say something in the name of someone who said it, you do something further. You actually bring redemption to the world. What is the reason for that? Because we know, we just saw the pasuk, Esther told the king, someone wants to kill you, and it is Mordechai who uncovered the plot. And then when we go to Perek Vav, skipping, on that night, the sleep of the king was disturbed. And he said, I can't sleep, so what am I going to do? There's no Facebook, there's no Twitter, there's no constant updates about the war in Ukraine. I have nothing to do. Bring me the Sefer Zichronos, the Book of Chronicles. Read it before the king. You're not going to believe what they found. Asher higid Mordechai al Big Son of his Sarah Shnei Sharisei Amech Mishom Meresaf. Asher Big Shulishloach Yad B'Mech Achashverosh. They found out. They discovered that years before. Remember, Megillas Esther from the opening parak Alf to the end of parak. There's a span of 10 years. We think the Megillah happens very quickly in a span of 1 year. There are 10 years from the beginning to the end. So sometime, some years ago, you know, much happens in 127 provinces over 6, 7, 8 years. Like 8 years ago, one small thing happened that no one paid any attention to, but it was written down in Sefer Zichronos Divrei Yamim that Mordechai informed Esther, who informed the king that Big Son and Seresh, the two chamberlains of the king from the inner chamber of the king, want to kill the king. And the king realizes, I never paid back Mordechai. And he says, wow, what honor and greatness should I give to Mordechai? When Haman shows up, the king says, what should I do with someone the king wants to honor? Ultimately, who does he want to honor? Mordechai. And this Sefer Zichronos Divrei Yamim turns the tables, because the king hears he doesn't have to give Haman honor, he has to give Mordechai honor, and it brought Geula to the Jews of Persia. And it's really, really interesting that of all these 48 traits, the Mishnah doesn't bring you proofs about how you know the truisms of these of these ideals, ma'amido ala ames, ma'amido ala shalom, misyashiv libus b'salmudo shol, meishiv, it doesn't bring you psukim from other places in Tanakh to prove its teaching. Amachimus rabbo, I really like that, that students make their teachers wise. Nitalmadai lomadati yosir mikula, very, very nice, but it doesn't bring you different places from Tanakh as proof. The only proof you have of the 48 traits is that saying something in the name of someone who said it is so great when it comes to acquiring Torah that it actually brings redemption to the world. Batomer Esther Lamelech b'shem Mordechai, already can't sleep 7 years later, and they bring the Sefer Zichronos and they remember this incident. It's in the name of Mordechai. Haman shows up. The king says, "Take the kachas asus vessel of vush kasher dibarta v'asei kein leMordechai Yehudi Yoshev b'shar Melech al tapel davar mikol shar dibarta." And now Mordechai is being led by Haman, and Haman is saying, "Kacha yasal liisha shar Melech hafeitz bikaro," all because Esther told the king about the plot to kill him in the name of the one who said it. So how do we understand what's the godless of saying something in the name of one who said it, that apparently it's so great that it changed the whole destiny of the Jews in Persia? And the Mishnah tells you that this will bring Geula. So here's what I think. I don't know, there could be other reasons. This is what I think. Why was the first, second base of Mikdash destroyed? Well, it's very famous, and you all know the answer. Okay, the Gemara says in Maseches Yuma Tes Amad Beis, Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Macharav. Why was the first temple destroyed? This is really a Gemara that I quote all the time during the 3 weeks. Okay, the Gemara says in Yuma Tes Amad Beis, Mikdash Rishon Mipnei Macharav. Why was the first temple destroyed? Mipnei Shosha Dvarim Shahayuba, because of the three cardinal sins of that time. Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayis, and Shfichas Damim. Adultery or promiscuity, inappropriate sexual behavior, and Shfichas Damim, bloodshed. And then the Gemara says, "Va mikdash sheni," but the second temple, "Shahayu oskim b'Torah u'b'mitzvos u'b'gemilas chasadim mipnei me'acharav." That's an unbelievable statement. And now the Gemara says, "A mikdash sheni," they were osik in Torah, mitzvos, and gemilas chasadim. They were very nice from Yidden. They were osik in Torah, in mitzvos, and an acts of loving kindness. Mipnei me'acharav. Why was it destroyed? Ah, mipnei shahisa bo sinas chinam. So I think that most people know the sinas chinam part, and not many of us lay people necessarily know the beginning part of the Gemara. The Gemara says they were osik in Torah, mitzvos, and gemilas chasadim, yet it was still destroyed. Why? Because of basis hatred. Lelam decha, sheshkula sinas chinam keneged shalosh averos, to teach you that basis hatred is equal to the three cardinal sins, because the three cardinal sins destroyed one temple, and sinas chinam destroyed the second temple. So gavus comes and churban comes, exile and destruction come because of hatred between brothers. The root of hatred between brothers is gaiva. If I feel haughty, egocentric, higher than you, better than you, your way must be wrong and my way must be right, because my gaiva leads me to be intolerant of anyone other's mehalach. Rachmana Letzlan, we have seen this, unfortunately, too many times. I don't have to be exactly like you, but I have to understand that there's a different derech. So sinas chinam is spurred by gaiva. I am right. If I am right, you must be wrong. My way is correct. It's my way or the highway. Everything I do is the best, and you have to be wrong. And if you continue in your path that's wrong, ultimately it leads me to have a sense of resentment, and it might even lead me to have sinas chinam. So therefore, gaiva leads to galos. It also leads to separation between man and the Shechina. Shem says, whenever there's a Baal Gaiva, he and I cannot dwell together in the world. Hashem removes himself from he who is haughty. So it leads to Churban, it leads to galos, it leads to Hester Panim. Hashem says, I remove myself. He and I cannot live. Eina ni v'hu yachalu dur ba'olam. About the Baal Gaiva, Shem says, me and him can't live in the same world together. It's unbelievable. So how do we reverse the process? If gaiva and sina lead to churban and galus, then that means anivus and ahava will lead to binyan and geula. What is the root of saying something in the name of one who said it? And I'm constantly saying divrei Torah. It would be very nice to say, I had a great idea, if anyone was in my shower here last night. You know why yud, then hey, then vav, then hey is not pronounced like it's written, but it's rather pronounced aleph, dalet, nun, yud. And then I give this esti, I know you were there, I'm not sure who else was there. And then I give this whole wonderful reason. And everyone says, wow, Michal Ortz is brilliant. Did you hear that geshmach chiddush that she just said? So I could do that. Or I could say, I heard an unbelievable bar from Rabbi Zev Lev. Listen to what he said. So I'm giving over the Torah the exact same. But one is with humility. You're giving someone else the kavod. What's humility? I don't need cover for myself. I don't want anyone to say I'm so glad. It came directly from Rabbi Zelda, but I'm telling you what he said. I'm giving someone else the cover. I.e., I remove gaiva. That means you're left with a nivus and a hava. I'm happy that someone said, wow, did you hear the word Rabbi Zelda said? It's geshmak chiddush. You didn't hear it? Go and listen on why you turn. It's unbelievable. It's so brilliant. It's so brilliant. I'm not taking any credit. It means I'm acting with anivus. I'm not saying I'm Michal Haaretz. A person, when he says something in the name of someone else, is not taking credit for himself. That means he's acting with humility, removing kavod, which means he has a hava for his fellow Jew because he wants his fellow Jew to have the kavod. Well, if sina and gaiva lead to churban and galus, then a hava and anivus will lead to binyan and geula. So the whole key to redemption is kala omer davar b'shem omro. Because it means the Jews have reached the point where they have so much ahava susa that they don't want any kavod for themselves. They just want the hagdol Torah lahadira. Let somebody else get the kavod. I heard Rabbi Zaglav say X, Y, and Z. The Torah is being lahagdol Torah, great in, so to speak, lahadira. There's hod and hadar and gedula for the Torah, but not for me. And that anivus and that ahavas Yisrael will reverse the process of gaiva and sinas chinam. And therefore, the final trait through which the Torah is acquired is kola omer davar b'shem omro. Because what's finally, what are we waiting for? What's our whole avoda and Torah meant to bring us to? Everything that we do is not only to refine ourselves and transform ourselves, but to bring us to geula. That's what we're ultimately waiting for. Binyan bayishlishi. B'yas HaMashiach, Yemos HaMashiach, the ultimate end of days. So all of those traits should lead us to the final one, which is called Omer Davar B'Shem Omer, which the Mishnah tells you, I want to tell you something, P.S., that will bring Geula to the world. And how do you know it will bring Geula to the world? Because if you look in the Megillah, I saw today when I was preparing Shir, that of all the 24 books of Tanakh, Megillas Esther is the only one where Hashem's name is not mentioned. The only book. I think that's obvious, but it's just interesting that there is 24 books of Tanakh, and it's the only one where Hashem's name is not mentioned. So if you want to reverse the process of Churban and Galus, and you want to move away from Hester Panim, which is exactly what the Megillah is, Chulen Kuf Amitaz Amud Beis, it's a story of Hester Panim, when God's face was hidden from us. So if you want to move away from that to Geula, Binyan, and Gilui Shechina, which will be in the ultimate end of days, then it is crucial to remove any quest for honor for myself. Give it to another Jew. Show your anivus and ahavas Yisrael. And those are the two ingredients that will reverse the process of Churban Bayis Sheni and bring us, Be'ezros Hashem, to Binyan Bayis Shlishi. However, Hashem does not just want him to bring the Geula by himself. We can't just wait for Geula. We have to be active partners in Geula. Even by God's Geulas Mitzrayim, there was a Moshe Rabbeinu and an Aaron, a spokesperson, and through them the Makos came. They were the Shaliach, the partner, so to speak, with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Hashem put us in a world where he wants our efforts. So if we wait for Geula, we should be waiting for Geula. But on the other hand, we have to do whatever we can to effect redemption in the most concrete sense. The Pasuk tells us in Shir HaShirim, Pischili, Perak Beis, Perak Hei Pasuk Beis of Shir Hashirim, Perak Hei Pasuk Beis of Shir Hashirim, Pischili Ra'i Asi, Kod Odi Dofek, the voice of my beloved knocks, Pischili Ra'i Asi, Tomasi, O Nasi, open up for me, my beloved, my sister, my dove, my locks are full of dew, open up for me. And the major Shir Hashirim Rabba says, Amar Pasuk, Pischili, Rabbi Yasa Amar, Shir Hashirim Rabba, Pasuk Shir Hashirim, Perak Hei Pasuk Beis, Amar Kodesh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Kodesh Baruch Hu says to Yisrael, Banai, my children, says God. Pischuli Pesach Echad Shal Teshuva, Kichuda Shal Macha. Open up a tiny, I know you all know this outside, but I'm actually telling you the Lashon of the Medrash there. But you know what the teaching is. The teaching that I'm telling you is, open for me the opening of a needle, and I will opening for you a great grand opening. So the Medrash says, Kodo di dofek, Hashem is knocking on the door. And what is he saying to us? Open up for me, my beloved, my lover, my sister, my friend. Open the door, says God. What does it mean to open the door for God? open up for me one opening of teshuva. It only has to be as wide as the pinprick of a needle. I'm not asking you to change the whole world, but do something to affect redemption. And if you do that, says God, you do your hishtadus. I will open for you, opening for you, agalos, ukeronios, nechnasos ba. There'll be such big openings that wagons could even fit in. There's different versions of the Medrash, Pishli Pesach Shomachar, ani avtachachem, Pishudo Keulam. There's a little bit different variations. This is the Medrash that I looked up in Shir Shir Ma'abah, but Lamaisa, the message is the same. And that is, if you do a little bit of effort, Hashem will do the rest, but you have to do some effort. It's not enough to just wait for the gula we're all waiting for by being totally passive. We must be active partners in bringing the gula. My son's friend was here 3 weeks ago for Shabbos. My husband was out of town, and the Friday night meal was just me and two 16-year-olds, okay? My son and his friend. It was actually very, very nice. And they stepped up to a plate. There was nice zmiros, and they each said Dvar Torah. It was really very, very nice meal. So my son's friend said a very nice, my son's friend, whose name is Avraham Myers, because I'm saying it b'shem Amra, not just because we're learning that Mishnah. If you learn with me, you know I am extremely makbid to say b'shem Amra. So my son's friend said a very nice word that he learned in school, Avraham Myers, and he said as follows. They were talking about this idea of you have to do a little bit, and then Hashem will do the rest, but you have to do a little bit. You have to do something. So the Rebbe told them a very nice mashal that I had never heard before. That be said to them, it's like the moving sidewalk in the airport. The sidewalk will move you. What do you need to do? You need to take one step to get onto the sidewalk. But if you take the step, what will happen? The sidewalk will carry you the whole rest of the way. But you got to get on. That's what the Ribbono Shel Olam is saying. You have to take that concrete step. I thought it was a beautiful mashal. And then I'm going to help you. I'm going to carry you. I'm going to walk with you. I'm going to be there with you. But you got to take the first step. This further ties in very strongly to the Megillah. So we're going back to screen sharing. Let's go back to the Megillah. So we're all waiting for that. Maybe Geula Le'olam, says the Mishnah that we're talking about this evening. Parag Va Mishnah Vav. We all want the Geula Le'olam. But it's not enough to sit passively by and wait for it. We must be active partners in effecting redemption. Could you see I went back to Esther chapter 4? Yes, thank you so much. Okay. So Mordechai finds out everything that happens. This is after the decree of annihilation and execution of all the Jews has been given forth. And he goes in the city and he cries a great and bitter cry. And every province that hears about this new law, which is that all the Jews are going to be killed, there's fasting and crying and wailing. Okay, let's skip to where I want to be. So Mordechai, through Hasach, which Chazal says is Daniel, sends a message to Esther. He sends a command to Esther, Mordechai, through Hasach, which is Daniel, to command her to go to the king. You have to beg the king. You have to implore before the king for your nation. So Hasach comes and he tells Esther the words of Mordechai. And Esther says to Hasach to tell back to Mordechai, listen, that's very nice, but you don't know what it's like to be the king who kills his wives on the whim. Call Avdei Melech v'Amidinos HaMelech Yodim, all the servants of the king, and every province of the king knows. Asher kol ish v'isha asher yavoh al-melech al-chatzar pnimis asher lo yikara achastasar. Anyone, man, woman, who comes to the inner chamber of the king's throne without being called achastasar, there's one law, lahamis, it means death. Unless, levad me'asher yoshidu al-melech asher v'des avachay, there's only one exception. It's the royal pardon. Everyone gets killed for going into the inner chamber without being called, except if he extends his royal scepter. Me, I haven't been called for 30 days. That means he's for sure going to call me soon, so could I just wait? It was told to Mordechai the words of Esther. What are the words? I'm going to wait till he calls me. And Mordechai sends back a message to Esther and Malka. You have to get on the sidewalk if you wanted to move you, because it's such a far walk from where you disembarked from the plane to the baggage claim. And who built this airport? Is this my daily exercise? There's a moving sidewalk, but you got to get on. If you don't take the first step, it's not going to carry you anywhere. But if you get on, pischili, ra'ayasi, tomasi, yonasi. Please open the door, said God. You have to take the first step. Hashem's not going to save us, Esther, if you don't get on the elevator. And he's not going to save us if you don't open the door.
And it's not going to save us if you don't go to the king. Of course we're all waiting, maybe Geula La'olam, says the Mishnah. We all want the Geula. But you can't sit back and twiddle your thumbs and say, Somchen al Anis, ain't Somchen al Anis. The only book of 24 books of Tanakh. By the way, when we say 24 books of Tanakh, say Sefer Shmuel, Aleph, and Beis is counted as one. Divrei Yamim, Aleph, and Beis is counted as one. Malachim, Aleph, and Beis is counted as one. So there's a lot of wisdom of Torah Shebichtav. And there's only one book where God's name isn't mentioned. Why? Because man must make his effort to be mevi Geula La'olam. You can't sit back and say, Hashem will do everything. No, he won't. He'll do everything if you take the first step. The elevator, the escalator, not the elevator, not the escalator, the moving sidewalk's waiting for you. But you got to step on it. Vayomer Mordechai l'Hashiv el Esther. Mordechai says to Haslach Hasach, a.k.a. Dania, take this message back to my wife, my former wife. Al tadami b'nafsheich l'malei beis ha-melech mikol ha-yehudim. What are you thinking? Do not think you can remain silent. Dom has a double meaning. Do not be silent with your soul. It also means blood. Do not think you will escape with your life, with your blood. L'himalei beis ha-melech mikol ha-yehudim. You think you're going to be safe? When we're all being executed in the street. Kim hacharesh tacharishi ba'esezos. If you persist in your silence at this time. Ravach v'hatzala ya'amod ha'yehudi mimakom acher va'at u'beis avich tovedu. Who? If you persist in your silence. Hacharesh is a deaf person. If you pretend not to hear me. And if you are silent. Dom, dalad mem. This is not the time for silence. Oh, when you were appointed queen, I told you. Don't tell anybody who you are. The ace l'shtok, says the wisest of all men in Kohelas. There's a time to speak and there's a time to be silent. Then it was a time for silence. Now, but Esazos, it's not the time. Now's the time to get on the sidewalk. Now's the time. Piskuli pesach echar shal teshuvah. It has to be the smallest opening. 18,500 Jews went to the party of Achashverosh, and Mordechai went in the streets and he said, don't go. I'm not making up that number. It's brought down Beferish in the Medrash. I've taught it inside before. And they all went, and Haman was wearing a cross around his neck, and they all bowed down. And they were serving Yain Nachri in the Kalim of the Beis HaMikdash, and they all drank. Take one step of Teshuvah, said God, and I'll carry you the rest of the way. But you got to do something. Esther, you have to walk down the hallway. And you have to go to the inner chamber. Menachem will carry us the rest of the way. Do not think you can escape with your silence at this time in the palace of the king. And if you persist in your deafness, if you don't hear our plight, then salvation and deliverance, I should actually say deliverance and salvation, Rarach Vatzach, will stand for the Jews from another place. I know it's an allusion to God, Makom. And you and your father's house will disappear into the mist of history. Maybe the whole reason you are queen is for this very time. Esther understood that the way of this world is that if you want to be mevi geula olam, bring geula to the world, you have to be proactive. Leich kenos es kol yudim hanimtzeim b'shushan. What pathos, what drama, what fear. And yet she is prepared to go. Go and gather all the Jews who are found in Shushan. V'tsumu alai, fast for me. V'al tochu, all those Jews who went to the party, the 18,500 sinners, gather them. V'tsumu alai, fast for me. V'al tochu v'al tishtu shloshas yamim laila v'yam. Do not eat and do not drink for 3 days, night and day. Me and my maidens will fast as well. Uvechein. I'm like this. Avo al ha-melech. I will come to the king. Ashalo kedas. It's taka against the law. It's not the religion to God. I'm like this. Vakasher avadati avadati. But I will take the risk. I have amuna that if I step on the moving sidewalk, he'll carry me the rest of the way. But if I don't go, then you never got onto the sidewalk in the first place. It's not going to carry you. If you don't jump on. Vayavar Mordechai, and Mordechai went. Vayaskechal Shesivta Alav Esther. Mordechai now did everything Esther commanded him to do. Before, Esther was doing everything Mordechai commanded. Now, says Rav Yashar Ber Soloveitchik, the Rav Zatzal, at this point, the last pasuk of Perek Daled, the tables turn. And now Mordechai is doing whatever Esther commanded him to do. But why does this relate to our shir? We saw in the Mishnah, going back to the Mishnah here, that the last trait by which Torah is acquired is Ha'omer Davar B'Shem Omer. And unlike all the other midos by which Torah is acquired, the Mishnah here has a comment, an explanation, an interpretation. And the Mishnah tells you, you have learned something from here, that anyone who says a man or in the name of one who says it brings Geula to the world. And who do we learn it from? None other than Queen Esther. Because she told the king, in the name of Mordechai, not taking any credit for herself, the Bigson and Seresh want to kill the king. First part of Shir, we spoke about why. If we say something in the name of someone who said it, does it bring Geula to the world? What's the connection between Rabbi Zev Lev said and Geula? But then we went to the Gemara Numa, and we saw that the Gemara says that Galus comes because of Sinas Chinam. Sinna comes because of Gaiva, as we explained. So the way to reverse the process is to have Anivus. Don't take the cover for yourself. Give it to the one who really said it. So they won't think Micharitz is so brilliant. Rabbi Zav lives for, not Yerver. Give him the cover. And Nevis leads to Ahavas Yisrael. Ahavas Yisrael will turn the tables and will lead to Geula and Binyan and Gilu Shechina. And then we said, not only does Ribbono Shel Olam want us to wait for Geula, but he wants us to be proactive. We quote the Medrash from Shir Shir Mabba. It says Avraham Myers, you got to get on the sidewalk. Then it'll carry you, but you got to get on. I want to share with you a beautiful madrash. I'm going to my own shir notes of tonight's shir. Can you see Madrash Esther Rabbah 8:6 SDA? Okay, I'm just going to make it a little bigger so you could see. We'll conclude with this madrash. Madrash Esther Rabbah Parsha Ches Simen Vav. Mordechai said, you got to get on the sidewalk. You got to make the opening of a needle. Do not be silent, or you'll never be carried to redemption. It takes great courage to make that little indentation. It takes great courage to make a change. It takes great courage to march forward. Why a double lash on chareish tacharishi? Just tell me, if you are silent or deaf, why, if you are surely deaf at this time, if you persist in your silence, why the double lashon? Im tishtiki achshav, as Mordechai said to her, if you are silent now, shelo lamed sonegorial umaseich, you do not come to offer defense before the king for your people. So feich lishtok laasid lavo, ve'en lach pischon peh. Hacharish, if you're silent down here, tacharishi, you'll be silent in the Olam Ha'emes. Ve'en lecha pischon peh, lama? Sha'at yichola laso tova b'yamayich v'lo v'sit. They're going to ask you, when you get up there after 120, so what did you do in your life? And you're going to say, well, nothing, really. I became the queen. I just waited in the palace. And they're going to say, wait a minute, are you Esther Hamalka who was able to save the Jews? And you're going to say, wow, I was afraid he didn't call me. My head was cut off. It's not going to work up there. They're going to say, why don't you just get onto the sidewalk? One step! I don't know. No. Im hachareish ba'olam haza, tacharishi ba'olam haba. Ve'inach pitchon peh. You are not going to have any excuse in the Olam Ha'emes. Lama? Why? Sha'ay yichol laso tova b'yamayich. You could have done something good in your life. That's what they're going to say to all of us. What did you do to change the destiny of Knesset Yisrael? And what are we going to say? You could have done good in your life. Lo asi, you didn't do it. You want maybe Geula Olam, says the Mishnah, Gevaldik, you got to do something to bring it. Uma at Sevura Shekosh Baruch Hu Meneches Yisrael. Medrash continues, are you so certain, Esther, that God will abandon Israel? Mikol makom ma'amid lohem goal. There's going to be a Redeemer. Hada hu dichtiv revach v'atzala ya'amod le'yehudi mimakom acher. Of course, Ribbono Shel Olam is going to save us. And if you choose not to affect the redemption, that someone else will step up to the plate. And you and your father's house will disappear into the mist of history. Im hachareish, if you're silent down here, im tishtaki achshav, and you do not become the defense attorney for your people, in the end, tacharishi la'asid lavo, When you get up there after 120, they're going to say, so what did he do? And you're going to start humming and hawing and I don't know and excuses. They're going to say, up here, there are no excuses. The sidewalk was waiting, but you had to take the first step. You have to open the opening of a needle. Pischri, when God knocks on the door and he says, open up. And the voice of my beloved, hark, the voice of my beloved knocks. You want him to come in? You have to get off the bed. I'm so tired, says the beloved. I just came out of the shower. I just put on my robe. That's from Shir Shir Masamichot. Shem says, Kol Omer Davar, Mevi Geula La'olam. Kol Omer Davar, Mevi Geula La'olam. This is the final trait by which Torah is acquired. Halamadata, so you have learned. Shekol Omer Davar, Mevi Geula La'olam. Hadahu Dechtiv, Atomer Esther Lamelech, B'Shem Mordechai. So we hope very much, we have a tefillah, that the neshama of Rachel Mindel Bas Nasan Nata Allah HaShalom should truly have an aliyah and a zechira and this chus of the Torah that we share this evening. I thank very much Mary Urbach for her sponsorship. There is shir next week. I look forward to seeing you then. I wish everybody a wonderful Shabbat. Shabbat Shalom. Thank you so much. Kol Tov to all and Laila Tov. Thank you.
Ma.